Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Never do I feel like I'm stuck with her, but she was stuck in a barn earlier this morning. Tom and Laura in the morning, everything okay, my dear?
Yeah, so between last night and this morning, we had a slight pony emergency. Had to run up and check on the big guy.
Okay.
He needed a little extra medication this morning, okay, which is a teensy bit challenging in the dark. I'll probably go up again like 9:15 after the show.
Okay, well, do tell. What is challenging? What medication? I mean, how do you medicate a horse? I'm confused.
Okay, so we're really going to talk horses this morning.
Well,
so
yeah, because I'm kind of worried. I mean, I thank you.
Yeah. I appreciate it. So horses' bellies can get ouchy this time of year. Sometimes with the change of temperature and seasons, they get funny.
Okay.
And horses are sort of a one-way only situation, that they aren't like a cow. They don't like regurgitate or throw up. So sometimes things can get stuck and gas and bloaty and blocked, and that's really bad.
So whereas your kid just pukes, you know, and you keep him home from school or whatever, your horse doesn't, I guess.
Yep, doesn't do it. So it's called colic or colicking.
Mm-hmm.
And the long and the short is we really want to pray for poo right now. Pray for some poop.
Okay, I've never heard it
funny,
that way, but...
Right? Poop is funny, but there is a medication that you can give them to help things along. And it comes in two forms, a paste that they just lick and eat. That's easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Okay.
Or an injectable. So I had to go this morning to the farm to give Big Horse a shot.
Wait, you gave a horse a needle?
I did.
Do you do this a lot? Because this would just freak me out.
No, I don't do this a lot.
All right. So was
this
it scary
like
for
emergency.
You?
Emergency. It's dark out. Yeah. And I didn't. I ran out of the house this morning. I didn't take my headlamp, which was silly.
Mm.
But luckily, Lightning's a good boy. He tolerated me, but was not happy with me.
Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't be happy with you if you were giving me a needle either. But, okay, so everything, so what's the horsey's name again?
Lightning.
Okay, happy thoughts for Lightning today.
Happy thoughts for Lightning this morning. It's been a little bit of an adventure overnight. I am slightly tired.
Oh,
I know that one of my very best friends, Sandy, is also tired.
Oh, Sandy.
That's her horse.
Good thoughts coming your way too, Sandy. That's all.
But Lightning this morning had a tiny bit of, you know, movement, so to speak.
So did I.
So I'm hoping.
Good.
Oh, good for you, Tom.
As long as we're talking about it, I am.
Everybody needs their morning constitutional, right?
There it is, including the horse, the pet horse. So there you go. I mean,
yeah. Well, so
now the dogs are chiming in. Are they worried too, or what?
I mean, I think the dogs were like, "Where are you going this early this morning?"
My.
I messed with the whole routine this morning, and I apologize.
So the Laura Zoo is under a little unrest right now, but everything will be okay. And I'm glad you're okay, and I'm glad you're here.
Yes, thank you. Me too. And like I said, I'm going to head back up there in a couple of hours, and we're just going to have to check and make sure that everybody's good, or else maybe he'll visit the pony doctor. We shall see.
Fingers crossed.
Thank you very much.
We will continue with our trick-or-treat candy bracketology today, and so that's another reason why I'm glad you're back, because you're running this bracket. We're going to find out the favorite trick-or-treat candy, and today, as you heard at the top of the hour, it's National M&M's Day, so they've got to be in the running, right? I mean, there it is.
Yes. Yes, for sure.
We'll talk M&M's, proper grammar, and a whole lot more coming up in just a bit. It's Tom and Laura and the Dogs and Lightning in the morning.
94KX.
It takes more than two. It's Tom, it's Laura, it's Mark, it's Rob, the Sports Center, and this guy named Steve, this random guy named Steve that does the weather. It's all of them coming up. Wait, where are you going? He just ran out of room. What is up? I want to know if Mark is actually watching The Bachelorette, or was that just a joke?
Maybe that's his, like, secret guilty pleasure.
That's exactly what he called it. And now I was going to put him on the spot. I wanted to do that so bad.
Sorry about that.
Oh. I thought you were running away because you knew I was going to ask you. Are you really going to watch The Bachelorette?
I always watch the first couple episodes, and then when it kind of gets down to the nitty-gritty, I'll check back in and see how they're doing.
Yeah, sometimes it's like a sports season, right? You watch the first game, and then you let the next 90 games go, and then you check the playoffs.
Right, so, just to see how nice it is to have the NFL back on.
Yeah, exactly. So, Laura, your thoughts on a well-read guy, a newsy kind of guy, actually watching The Bachelorette?
Everybody has their secret guilty pleasure. So you do you, boo.
Okay, everybody has a... Do you want to know what mine is?
Yes, please.
I don't know.
Yeah.
She didn't exactly holler back. She just gave a grammar lesson. I thought of you, Laura, when I read this morning. This is funny. Are you ready?
Okay, go for it.
A female cruise ship captain was getting trolled, I guess, by somebody who didn't like the fact that she was a female captain of a ship. So instead of just calling the dude out as being ignorant, she called him out for his bad grammar in his trolling.
I love it. I love it so much.
This is just great stuff.
Normally, as I'm scrolling through comments and I see something like this, I totally ignore it and move on with my life. But in this day and age, I'm shocked that someone still doesn't know the difference between your and your. So just a quick reference, your as in you are, like you are sexist. Your is something possessive. It belongs to you, like your ignorance. But don't worry, I'm here for you. If you need any more clarification, you can find me here. In my captain's chair.
Her name is Kate McHugh, female cruise ship captain, and that was unbelievable.
You can find me here in my captain's chair. Epic. I love it.
You know, when you're ignorant, it's one thing. But when you're ignorant and stupid, it's just wrong.
Right.
So brush up on that grammar, you ignorant people, so you won't get called out on it. Like Captain McHugh just did. What a great story. That is so Laura, right there.
That is one of my pet peeves. Your versus your. Possessive versus you are. It's a conjunction.
We see it a lot.
Difficult.
And when
all the time.
When I see it as a possessive, written as a possessive, I always say, my what?
Right?
I respond to the text or whatever.
Your what?
My what? And they're like, oh, I want to know if you're going. My what is going? And it totally confuses people. So, hey, guys, if you're going to be, ignorant, please brush up on the grammar before you get there, okay? Just another
Perfect.
Public service announcement.
From Tom and Larry in the Morning.
94KX. So many Triad Tuesdays have been about M&Ms. Today is National M&Ms Day, Laura.
Mm. Oh, man, I missed the memo. Mm. Should today's Triad Tuesday be about M&Ms?
I don't know. Maybe we should postpone whatever you are planning in that magical kitchen of yours and just rip open a bag of M&Ms.
Mm. I mean, I can, but it's not that interesting. I don't even have those good popcorn M&Ms like we tried over the summer.
Oh, remember those? They were good.
They were really good.
I put it up on the whiteboard here in the studio so all staff could participate, what little staff we have in the building at any given moment. And I wrote plain because I'm a plain M&M guy, but then I start thinking of all those Triad Tuesdays, and I don't think there was one that I didn't like. Wow.
You know what one we thought was weird, and this is going way back.
Okay.
Do you remember when they had the international flavors, and there was like the Thai chili M&M?
Yes. Yes.
Or the curry M&M, and then seriously, but we all liked the Mexican pepper because it was like hot and sweet.
Something like that, yeah. See, that's why we need interns back, too, because whenever we're not sure of something, we just tell the intern to eat it and see how that works out.
Intern Nick actually took a bullet every once in a while. We're like, here, try this.
Where intern Jordan before Nick, she was more like, no.
I know. Well, she was a college intern versus a high school intern.
There it is. National M&M Day. I love me some M&Ms, which kind of reminds me to remind everyone that we're doing trick-or-treat candy bracketology all week long. Get on our Facebook, right, Laura?
Yes. So this first round is the biggest round. So we're sort of letting it marinate for 2 days. So yesterday, the comments started flying. They can continue today. I'm going to post up the next bracket tomorrow, but then the rounds will be fast and furious. A round on Wednesday, a round on Thursday, and then the final round on Friday.
Yes.
And we'll probably find a winner, hopefully by the end of the show. If not, we'll check in on Monday.
So if you could put off buying your trick-or-treat candy for a couple more days and tell us what your favorite is, we'll get it done. Someone randomly walked up to me yesterday and said, you never mix candies in a bracket. Candy should never go against milk chocolate because milk chocolate will always win. I was like, okay.
Except, if I'm looking at this bracket, in the terms of mixing chocolates, it was Starburst versus Three Musketeers.
I think that's what they were referencing.
Here's the thing. It's split down the middle.
Ooh. Ooh.
Seriously.
Can a chocolate bar lose to a chewable? I don't know.
First comment I'm looking at, Kimberly, she picked Starburst. Next comment down, Amy, Starburst.
Next
comment down, Stephanie, Starburst.
Ooh.
I have to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... I didn't hit a Three Musketeers yet. Okay, finally, I'm 10 comments in, Three Musketeers.
10 deep. All right, fill out your bracket, go to our Facebook page. We want to know your favorite candies, and by Friday...
Just round one.
Yep, we'll crown a champ on Friday, right?
Yes, we will.
High school football on a Monday night. No, that's pro football on a Monday night. No, believe it or not, Loyal Sauk beat Warrior Run last night. 52-18, high school football on a Monday night. And then in Monday night football, nobody cared. So there you go.
Whoa.
What did
actually
happen?
Probably more people cared about the local high school game than they did about the professional games.
Exactly. Nobody cared last night that overtime field goal win for New Orleans, whatever. And then tonight, Tuesday night football.
So who's playing tonight?
Oh, okay. There's a game on tonight because of COVID postponing the game on Sunday. So they moved it to Tuesday. I don't know. All I know is we have our guys here and we're going to put together a new Tuesday night football theme. So please don't get confused with Monday night football. Oh, there's Sunday night football and there's Thursday night football. So they're all regulars. Now we have Tuesday night football. Go, guys!
Well, it's Tuesday night. There's a whole new task because the Tennessee Titans didn't wear their mask. Some of them got that COVID-19 and could have infected every other team. But they all got tested to feel all right. So now they're playing football on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, I like it. Are you ready?
Those teams are undefeated. Titans and Buffalo.
Buffalo?
Hold it.
Wait.
What's going to rhyme with Buffalo?
He's coming in with some other lyrics.
Here, read this.
These are the words. Roll it. Both teams are undefeated. Titans and Buffalo. They're pumped up more than the Incredible Hulk played by Mark Ruffalo.
Okay, that was weak. But whatever.
So the schedule's all screwed up. Let's hope they feel all right so they can play football on a Tuesday night.
Boy, that's got me fired up now, doesn't it?
Ooh, break out the party beverages.
Yeah. Halloween is coming and the decorations are up. Maybe too many decorations are up. Maybe overboard, maybe.
You know what? In 2020, all bets are off. So if you want to put 3,700 skeletons in your front yard, coupled with ghosts hanging from the trees, orange and purple lights, and spiderwebs across your windows, you go for it.
You know, you're being over fair about this. because...
No, I'm not. It's fine.
I know it's 2020. I know we're stressed and we have to release it somehow. But I got a neighbor who has like a zombie child attached to their mailbox holding a human head that's covered with blood. I'm like...
Listen, I grew up... People who live in Elysburg will know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh,
back in the day, the Philippine Development where I grew up, right, Pine Avenue, was the place to trick-or-treat. And it's all because of one of the first houses when you come in, formerly Mr. Latour's. Seriously.
Okay.
He put up a Halloween spectacular like none other. It was interactive. Sometimes he would pop out and scare you. There was music. There were lights. My dog was nervous. Taffy, my childhood dog, was nervous to walk past it. Seriously.
Really?
I miss that every year because it set the bar really high.
And he has since left us in the neighborhood.
No, he hasn't. No, he just moved.
You said the former Mr. I thought it was...
meaning like they don't live at that address anymore.
Okay, all right.
They got a new house.
My dad, once in a while, would like dress up like a scarecrow and then lay on the like slouch on some of the porch furniture. He'd just like slouch there. And when kids came up on the porch, he'd start moving. And they'd all run.
That's fantastic.
And he'd say, hey, more candy for me. You know, but like, how much is too much? I guess when the fire department continually shows up at your house, you may be a little bit too realistic.
It started with just skeletons. Then we added a cannon in the back and the ship, the pretend fire on the side.
Pretend fire.
It was kind of scary at first because it looks like a real fire.
Oh, it was amazing. The fire looks realistic. We heard that they called the fire department several times too. So, yeah, it's awesome.
We had a hook and ladder here, another big truck here on the side. Initially, they thought it was a real fire. They got out of the trucks. Then they walked around, gave my husband a high five and said, great job. It looks so good.
Wow.
When your husband gets a high five from the fireman saying, nice job, looks real. Wow. Okay. So maybe the pirate ship and the fire and the cannon and stuff, that's cool. But I still think if my neighbor is listening, I don't know who you are, but that zombie toddler standing by your mailbox holding a bloody human head at 5 o'clock in the morning, it scares the hell out of me every single day.
And all I have to say, if Mr. Latour is listening, I miss those Halloween displays. They're epic.
Now, don't get me wrong. It's not the end of the world. It's just Halloween. And I don't have a problem with Halloween as long as it's hollow fun or hello fun.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, it's time for the text word of the day. So you and your crew could enjoy some Knoebels hello fun. The key word of the day is bat.
B-A-T.
Bat. There you go. Text it to 49330. And later on today, you could be on your way to some spooky family fun at Knoebels. With 94KX. Okay, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but when you incorporate apples into a Try It Tuesday, that's even more fun.
You get a crock pot recipe that will make your whole house smell good.
Oh my!
Can be kid friendly and or zhuzhed for the adults come evening time, especially on a day like today, if you just need yourself a little warm cup of something with a hoot. Of something.
You used zhuzhed and hoot in the same sentence. I love it.
I did on purpose.
There you go. Try It Tuesday. Facebook Live from Laura's Kitchen coming up at 8:15. And it has to do with apples and a crock pot. Sounds delicious. Stay with us. So in love with you. I love fall because of the colors. And the smells. Tom and Laura in the morning on a Try It Tuesday.
This morning actually has a fall-like smell. Did you ever, like, do you know what I'm talking about? When it's misty, a little foggy, a little rainy, but it's fall. The leaves are still on the trees, and the leaves have that smell.
Yes, and even the bark of the trees, you know, because of the rain, it smells delicious. Only one thing that smells better, and that's your kitchen.
Well, not quite yet. Although, as we go throughout the day today, I am really excited for the late afternoon moment when I come into my kitchen and have a crock pot full of goodness waiting for me and the hubby to either make into a mocktail or cocktail this evening.
All right. Do tell. What do you got going on?
An easy DIY, you don't need anything fancy, mulled cider.
All right. So there's apple cider and there's mulled cider. That's M-U-L-L-E-D.
Not
M-O-L-D. It's not mulled.
No, mulled.
It's mulled.
Mulled cider. It's so interesting. I don't know if when you go out and about or if you visit an apple orchard, they have those little packets, almost little tea bags that you can make mulled cider in the microwave. Heat up some apple cider. You put the little tea bag of magical spices on in there and you have yourself a cup of warming goodness. Lots of cinnamon, cloves, ginger, whatever, right?
So you're going to basically make that tea bag yourself?
I am.
Oh, wow. You got to give us a hint. What are you putting in there?
Okay, so I definitely have cinnamon sticks.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely have some cloves.
Oh, yeah.
But then I have a couple ingredients that I don't know if people necessarily always put in mulled cider, but this is how I make mine.
All right, and you're going Facebook Live, as always, on a Try It Tuesday to show us all how to make this mulled cider.
Excuse my tired appearance this morning.
If you're with us early this morning, Laura had to tend to a sick horse in her barn earlier.
Yep, although I just got a text message, I am happy to say.
Okay.
He is doing much better.
Yay.
My friend Sandy is up there now. And like I said, after 9 o'clock, I'm going to go up and help and check again. Mm-hmm. But I think he might be coming around, which is a really good thing. Now we just need to make sure he gets some fluids.
Yeah, some positive thoughts were sent. Lightning's Way, the horse's name, Sandy's horse. And Laura's horses are all fine. So it just made for a kind of an interesting beginning of the show this morning at 6.
Yes.
So Facebook Live, you're going to look like what? A lady who spent a lot of time in a barn? Is that what you're saying?
No, I changed my shirt. I put on a clean shirt.
Okay.
I have a not so floppy bun, but definitely tired eyes. What are you going to do?
All right. Facebook Live with a simple homemade cider recipe with Laura coming up right now. Go to Facebook. Singing Praises with Fatboy Slim News is coming up in just a bit. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura, you still in the kitchen?
Oh, no.
Okay.
The best thing about today's Try It Tuesday?
All right.
It literally takes 2 to 3 minutes.
Wow.
Set it and forget it.
Wow. So it was a quick video for people watching live on Facebook?
I think so. I mean, we chatted a little bit then about all of the different types of zhuzhes you can make if you want to make it into an evening cocktail for our adult friends.
Because you are the queen of zhuzh. There's no doubt about that. So let's be honest. Do we just go with a mulled cider tonight when hubby Keith gets home? Or do we go with the cocktail cider?
I think it's going to be a little hot toddy action this evening by the time I make it home. I'm feeling a little whiskey ad for the husband.
Okay.
And then I have caramel vodka.
Oh, what an excellent idea.
Right? So
yeah.
Then you take the caramel vodka with the mulled cider, you pop on in a cinnamon stick and garnish with a slice of apple. Boom.
There it is. I'm just going to stand by here and wait for you to invite me over tonight.
Listen, I actually have a deal. Take it or leave it.
Oh?
You're allowed to come over. It'll be beautiful for the fire pit tonight.
Okay. Yeah.
You bring the food. I've already got the booze.
There it is, friends. Just what I wanted. Ha cha cha cha. Hey, here's another invite for you. We want you to vote. We've been talking about it. But now Snoop Dogg wants you to vote. Are you ready, Laura?
Let's hear it. Oh boy.
You want to use the Dropbox, okay? You know where I'm going with this. It's an actual recorded public service announcement. Look for it on social media. You got to drop that ballot. Drop it like it's hot.
All right, it's time to vote. Grab your ballot and drop it in the box.
Yep, it's just that simple. Use the Dropbox. Vote.
Vote. The most important thing for you to do to affect change? Vote.
Let's go, people.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Just drop it in a box.
Por nuestro futuro. Drop it in the box.
For the next generation.
Drop it in the box.
Great reason to leave the house.
I'm finally old enough to vote, and I'm not going to miss it.
Let's make some good trouble.
Yeah. SCNOOP, DGO double G.
Vote for the people.
Please vote for equality.
Drop it like it's hot.
That's incredible.
Oh my gosh. I kind of want to continue it, though.
Okay.
So you know when the part where it's like, when the pants in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Like,
yeah.
When the plagues try to get at you, right?
Yeah, drop it in the box.
Right, drop it in the box. When election day coming at you, drop it in the box, drop it in the box. When the vote, it matters to you, drop it in the box, drop it in the box. Right? We could keep going forever.
National and local in your own backyard, drop it in the box.
Drop it in the box, drop it in the box.
All right, I'm a little upset. Pennsylvania's getting hosed again.
For what?
Tom and Laura in the morning. It's that time of the year, Laura, the top 100 places to live in America. Where's Pennsylvania? Hello? We have some great places here in PA.
Wait a second. Lewisburg makes like every list. You're telling me that Lewisburg isn't on there? Or
no.
Selins Grove?
Great ideas. No, they... Oh, man. You have to get all the way to number 51 before you hit a Pennsylvania spot, and it's Pittsburgh. I mean, come on.
Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh. Come on now.
All right, I'm an Eastern Pennsylvania girl, and even though I have family in Pittsburgh, Western Pennsylvania is its own little monster.
You are so right. My youngest daughter just left Pittsburgh after living there for 2 years. She's in Baltimore now. She loved Pittsburgh, but... she wouldn't probably put it on the list of top spots. Fort Collins, Colorado is the number one place to live in the United States.
Now I have to look up a picture of Fort Collins, Colorado.
It does look nice. Actually, it looks like downtown Bloomsburg. I thought it was right there at the fountain in Bloomsburg, and it says Fort Collins, Colorado. So I'm like, okay. We had to get all the way to 51 before we got... Pittsburgh, PA, and well, for you and I, Laura, one of our favorite places in the country, Syracuse, New York, number 65.
Ugh. I do like Qs. You need to like snow, though. I will warn anyone thinking of moving into the snow belt that is sort of along the thruway in the Finger Lakes, central New York area, October to April, it's going to snow.
Albany and Buffalo are lower on the list. Yeah, still in the snow belt. You're right. But I was disappointed. Right here in central PA, maybe there's a separate list out there that says best small towns in the United States. I don't know. But I think right here, we deserve better treatment when it comes to these.
Okay, so Fort Collins is practically Wyoming. I'm looking it up on a map right now. Number one in the United States. It is north of Denver, but south of Cheyenne. Closer to Cheyenne than to Denver. It's on the cusp border, if you will, of Rocky Mountain National Park.
Okay.
I guarantee it's crazy to live there.
Yeah. I mean, we have great places to live here. We have great people who do great things. It's a great way to tie in what's going on at the Susquehanna Valley Mall this weekend, this Saturday. It's a drive-in concert. Isn't that cool?
How awesome is that? It's fantastic. I bet you Fort Collins doesn't have that.
Yeah, there you go. That's the way we're thinking. Frontline workers, first responders, get in free. Everybody else, it's like $10. And the band, the local band, Into the Spin, will be playing on a stage in the mall parking lot. I love it, too. If you're interested, 570-374-0441. That's 374-0441. Tell the ladies at the mall I said hi. Or you can go to eventbrite.com and get hooked up that way. Here it is, right here in central PA. A great place to live.
It really is a great place to live.
Boo, Colorado. Making way for Chad Evans, who'll be on the way next. The Masked Man is grabbing a coffee, and he'll be in the studio right after the news. What if our thought for the day was, will you just shut up, man? Is that what said? Was that the phrase from the debate? Will you just shut
up,
man?
I'm speaking.
Oh, no, that was a vice presidential.
I know.
I think every woman in the world needs to say that at least once a day.
Yeah, I think every woman in the world does say that at least once a day.
Will you just shut up, man? Anyway.
I think that was the quote, actually.
Yeah.
Again, SNL really doesn't need a ton of time spent with their writers because the current situation in our nation, just the comedy is writing itself.
The quote from a rally yesterday is, I could just run down there and kiss all of you.
Oh. Let's social distance, okay? Oh, come on now.
Come on. Come on now. Some alarming news out today. You heard Mark Lawrence talking about it. 39 states in the United States have an increased number of COVID cases to report, as opposed to just 3 states who are downtrending. 39 states. And furthermore, scientists are now saying that a brain fog could occur after you suffer from COVID, a brain fog that can last for weeks. Okay?
The problem with all of this is the scientific method playing out in real time.
Yeah.
And the more we learn about this virus, the more we study, the more we comprehend, things change. And that's okay because it shows that the research is working. But it does make me a little bit nervous, some of these additional post sort of virus complications that are popping on up.
Yes. And we don't seem to be talking enough about them. Brain fog is one thing, but I mean, heart damage, organ damage,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
Muscular and nerve damage.
In young people too, in healthy people. So I don't like to talk doom and gloom all of the time, but I think we just need to all be mindful that as we move specifically into cold and flu season, mm-hmm. which starts now.
Yes.
Wash your hands. Maybe boost up those vitamin intake, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eat some veggies. Take a multivitamin, maybe some vitamin D. Drink a lot of water. Get your rest. Do the best to take care of yourself and your loved ones. Do what's right for you and your family, but wear a mask.
Wear a mask. Yes. I did not mean to take time away from the thought for the day. I'm getting so frustrated with this, Laura.
Hey, I'm here for you. We're allowed to chit-chat like this. And I think that's another important thing to know. It is okay to chit-chat. Agree, disagree, just mm-hmm. be kind and thoughtful, listen to one another. I do have a thought for the day today, though.
Okay.
This is a good one.
All right, go ahead.
So I hope this helps you, Tom.
All right.
Tuesday isn't so bad. And I know you're getting frustrated with things. But you know what Tuesday is?
What's that?
It's a sign that you survived Monday.
Yes. Yes, I did.
You survived. Cue, I'm a survivor. Yay.
There it is. Everybody, survive. Have a great day.
Bye, guys.